Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Most of you know from my previous daily messages that I do not have a car because I ride a bike. I live in the city limits of St. Louis, and everything that I need is within blocks of my house. Not to mention traveling as much as I do makes little sense to own a car only to have it sit for a couple of weeks out of the month. I considered buying a car a few months ago only to realize that I just didn't need one living here. I live in a very hip, artsy, and eclectic area of town, so riding a bike for transportation is the norm. My neighborhood is peppered with restaurants, coffee shops, galleries, bookstores, vintage clothing stores, and hoppin' nightlife. I love it. Not to mention all my friends in church are literally within a block or two. Riding a bike is really not that big of a deal. I would easily fall under the label of tomboy, and it shows as I pedal about town. One day the rain was nearing and I wanted to get my morning errands complete before the rain hit. Riding my bike in the rain wouldn't have been a problem, but why choose that route of existence if I don't have to? I'm not your typical bike rider with all the special gear and bright colored clothing, because I tend to take a lot of risks while bicycling. I always wear my Doc Marten hiking boots to protect my feet. It's a South Node Pisces thing, because Pisces rules the feet, you know, the fishtail. I'm a shoe fanatic and my feet have to feel safe. Once I get on my bike, all of a sudden I turn into one of those bikers on extreme sports, and I start doing my stunt work just to see how high I can jump onto a curb or how many stairs I can ride down in front of the bank. I even rode down the stairs in front of the Gateway Arch successfully and unsuccessfully. I've had my share of crash landings and smacked my tail with my crazy antics, which is another reason why the Doc Martens and jeans are vital to my cycling joy. So there I was one day jumping through the air from the road and onto the curb, only to clear the curb, but caught a huge break in the pavement. I remember gently saying to myself, "Oh no, not again." Not even with an exclamation point, folks. I've been on this path several times before. My front wheel slammed into the break in the pavement, and I just felt the tire flatten instantaneously. And then I fell over like Artie, the old guy from the 70s show Laugh-In. Remember how he just tipped over on his tricycle in slow motion? Well, I did the same thing. I'm on the ground at least once a week, so it's really not a big deal. I always say out loud to myself, "Get up and get back on, Loretta." The difference between this crash landing and the others was I never flattened a tire. Rats. So without laying on the ground too long, before it was wet from melting ice, I picked up my bike and started pushing it to complete my errands. Remember, the rain's coming. Not 2 seconds later, I thought, "Well, maybe God wants me to walk, so I'm walking." Then I thought, "That's baloney. God didn't pop my tire. I did. Why assume God popped my tire when I was the one who did it? There has to be an opportunity here, and it has to be good." You know my thinking, folks. Nothing is for our lowest bad because it doesn't even make sense. This had to be for my highest good. Then I had this whole conversation with God wondering if he popped it, if an angel popped it, or did I pop it? Then I heard my DLG, my download from God, say, "Does it matter, Loretta? We're having a great conversation, and you got what you needed, a popped tire." Folks, sometimes we get exactly what we need at just the right time. And the cool thing is that God is there ready to chit-chat. I needed a popped tire. I didn't know why, but I was told I needed it. I remember thinking, it's a good thing this isn't a car. This is only going to cost me $10 max, and a flat tire in a car would cost me what? After I finished my errands while pushing my bike, I hopped the light rail system and headed about 4 miles away to the bike shop. The only thing I could do was express my gratitude that the rain had not yet arrived and I was not injured. And after all, I did promise God and my guardian angel that I would start being more careful and less careless. Now, do you want to know why I really believe my tire popped when it never happened before? Because I needed a helmet. Yep. I have been riding around acting like a stunt woman without a helmet for 5 years. Even I know better than this, folks, and I do it anyway. The minute I walked into that bicycle shop and saw those helmets hanging, I knew exactly why my tire popped and why I was there. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.